Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the dynamic best hour of the week, which is the firing line when my sweetheart here, Michelle, is here taking your questions that you call in or email, and we're trying to answer them in a, quote, human speed rather than Deagle speed. Of course, I tried to use a little humor on the third hour yesterday. We put up one of the minions, a taller minion, beside two other minions, carrying a little cardboard sign saying, I'm with, and two arrows, stupid. Hopefully we won't be stupid. We'll answer your questions correctly and slowly enough.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Well, you can't see the picture. I was going to show it to you.
Okay.
But it shows a little picture of the tall minion beside two minions. He's carrying a little cardboard sign that said, I'm with stupid. And he has two arrows to the shorter minions beside him.
Okay.
You know the minion cartoon? And the reason why people don't ask questions or prepare or even take the right supplements and they're going all over the place thinking they can second guess is because they're with stupid. They're minionized. They're minionized. They've been minionized, I call it.
Okay. I'm just going to ignore that, and hello, everyone.
I try to make people laugh a little bit, you know, because...
I don't get it.
Well, okay. We wonder why people don't ask tough questions, and actually, when we did that, we actually got Brian to call, and he was going to call an hour, two, or three today.
Yeah.
And he asked a question. We didn't have enough time to do a full answer. But most people, whether they're trying to take care of their own health, right... Or they're dealing with geopolitical things they're preparing. Like the first thing we tell people to prepare is, number one, don't trust the medical system to either test you or tell you what's wrong or fix it with drugs or inappropriate surgery. Number two, don't trust the government to take care of you, whether it's, you know, now the CDC is announcing they're going to prepare people for nuclear war starting the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think that if you're in a big city you're going to be okay if things go nuts. You have to realize you're on your own, yo-yo. And the same thing with your health care. We're here to be your big brother and sister today and give you answers so that you can know how to take care of your health. So you're in the driver's seat, not a victim. Go ahead.
All righty. I hope all you guys out there got whatever it is Bill's trying to say. I'm just trying to say hello. I'm glad to be here. I'm happy that this is our first show in 2018. Hey, Bill?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, is the Deagle Network okay? We're just having Bill's playing around with his
Deagle
Network.
Yeah, it's actually down. I don't know why it's down, but it's down.
I think it was getting transferred, but anyways, we'll...
Yeah, I hope nothing bad happened, because whatever's going on here is not good.
Okay, well, we'll check it out when we get off the air, Bill. Hello? Do you want to put on the NutriMedical.com for me?
Yeah, hopefully that's not down. We'll see in one
second. And while you're doing that, I'll let everyone know that...
You want to go to the homepage, or do you want to go to the Shop by Products?
Homepage is good. What I would like to let you know is that the sale by request I've left on till midnight tonight, which is January the 5th, Friday.
Right.
So tonight when I get home, I will take that, take it down, and then that'll be the last sale for at least a couple, 3 months.
Are you going to have one on my birthday?
Bill's always trying to have a sale. Bill's birthday. I forgot that was the most important day of the year. Oh, yeah, right, of course.
It's just
your
a day
birthday.
Sale. Valentine's Day midnight, which is the 15th.
Okay. All right.
That's a quickie. But the next big one is in March, I think.
Birthday.
Right.
But I guess you're right, people. I guess you're getting used to a Valentine's sale. You're right, Bill, because I pretty much have one every year.
Yeah, but it's not a long sale like this. This is a long one.
It's not as long.
2 weeks, yeah.
However, you're right. When you get used to a certain time for sales, and I just was thinking of Lloyd up there in Canada that's waiting for the Valentine's sale. Oh, yeah, right. I guess I better have one. So, Bill?
Yeah.
So your birthday, which is more important, Valentine's or your birthday?
It's down too, by the way.
What's
our,
that?
Our nutraceutical is down too.
Oh, that's weird.
It's not weird. It's really terrible.
No, it isn't. Just click on home. Click on
it
home.
It says service unavailable.
Oh.
So okay. Something's going on with either GoDaddy or whatever. So.
Oh, that's a real bad thing. Gee, now that's serious enough that I want to get up off this chair and go down and call GoDaddy.
Maybe you can call him even
during
on break,
the break
if you want
I will
to,
during the break.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, you would show me that, too. Oh, my.
Yeah, so it's not just Deagle Network. It's
what about other websites? Look and check something. Let's check one of your favorites.
Let's say WooCommerce.
Yeah, let's see if that works.
Yeah, it's fine.
Everything else is fine?
Yeah, everything's fine, except our sites are down. Which doesn't surprise me, because I guess we're ticking off the PTB, I call it the powers that be.
No, it's not that. It's just something happening over at GoDaddy.
All three sites are down, not just one.
Right. That means it's something that they're all at GoDaddy. That's
a big company. GoDaddy. If it's down at big GoDaddy, that's really big.
So, I would like to bring up the fact of sweet Emily that I talked to this yesterday.
Uh-huh.
She is 94, and you did talk to her once a few years ago.
Right, I did.
Now she's 94, and she likes, every once in a while she lets me know how she's doing. And she's living by herself, even though her children is upstate New York live near her. And she loves the Life Support chocolate. She thinks that's keeping her going. Gives her energy every day. And
gives you your energy, I think. I remember I see you going in what I call... And you're pretty fast, but, you get extra zip in your, you walk fast, you do things faster. Zip, 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 zip. I think you should have a cape on, Michelle.
Really?
One of those superwoman capes, supergirl.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Because, but after you had your life support and ageless.
I walk fast.
But your life support and ageless, after you have that, you have your cape on. Otherwise, before that, you're going at... slow Mishy speed, but after
that's not true. I'm never slow. I'm moving
slow
in my
for you.
Sleep.
Talking about slow for you. Slow for you.
Have you ever seen me walk slow?
Oh yeah, before your drink. Slow for you though is like fast for other people, but when you have your drink, you're like, I see a streak. Was that Michelle? Oh yeah, it was.
Well, guess what? That drink, what it does for me, it doesn't make me faster because I'm already fast.
Yeah, I know.
What it does is it wakes me up. I can think better. I'm always standing at the kitchen sink having my drink,
uh-huh.
And I'm looking out to all the beautiful scenery here and all the palm trees and roses and everything. And then I can feel myself waking up better, Bill. It's
right.
It's like the brain power. But there isn't brain power in it. What is it that wakes you up and makes you feel so alert?
Three things. I'll be on chelated minerals.
Mm-hmm.
Activated nutraceuticals that will jump in your gene defect.
Mm-hmm.
And phase 2 detoxification of any toxins in your body. Methylation, glucuronidation, sulfation.
And that makes your brain think better?
Yeah, it makes your neurotransmitters, it makes your genes activate.
But as soon as I'm drinking it, like it's going to happen as soon as it gets in.
It gets through the buccal mucosa of your mouth and it says, hello, brain. And the brain says, I got my life support. Thank you.
Yeah. Me and Emily.
I call it the cellular handshake.
So
or high five, like the high five, your brain says high five to your mouth.
Yeah, Bill. So, dear Emily, how sweet is she? And she out shoveling the snow. Did you hear me?
Right.
We're talking 94, shoveling snow. And I said, oh my gosh. I said, you're really doing well. And she said, well, it was only an inch deep. I don't care.
Yeah, it's not an inch deep now. I mean, there, as we've been talking about for several years now, we had Robert Felix on before. We are in the forward crust of a ice age that drove the Vikings hundreds of years ago out of Greenland. This is the same Greenland ice age Maunder cycle that's happening. And it's going to get cold.
Dora from Kentucky called this week, Bill, and she wanted something for tendons because she says she had a hip injury and then her legs now... her tendons are pulling and sore all the time.
Tendon mender. 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, usually one twice a day. Mm-hmm. I usually recommend you take Mountain Red Velvet. We have a new one coming out here shortly. And then, of course, you want to take an anti-inflammatory like Inflamix.
Now, she says they're in the front of her legs.
Right. Usually, also, you should probably get some like Thai massage, which not only does deep massage, but also stretches the muscle belly out, so that'll help.
Okay.
But the most important, tendon mender, Mountain Red Velvet, and Inflamix. 5 capsules twice a day, Inflamix. Tendon mender, 1 capsule twice a day, and the Mountain Red Velvet, 1 to 2 twice a day. And you can do a topical on the skin, too. And pregnenolone and curcumin cream will help along the tendons and penetrate through the skin to the tendons very nicely 4 times a day. But it looks like it's back up. The website's back up.
Is it? Click on home. See what we've got.
It is home. That's the home page.
No, I mean, click on something and see what happens. Is it working?
It looks like it might.
Happy. Are you happy now?
Yeah, I'm relieved.
When we come back, Sam, Bill from Montana, regular customer for years and years, many, many moons, who Bill's going to call this weekend. But I'm going to bring up a question for his wife when we get back from the break.
Sounds good.
Looking for...
And Michelle, go ahead with your next question. Go ahead.
Sam, as I said in the break there, Sam from Montana. Bill, his wife is diagnosed with parathyroid. She has lots of calcium in her blood. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Now that his website's back, you know what Bill's doing. Look over here.
Yeah, go ahead.
What did I just say?
Why would I say it in response?
What did I just say?
I was reading the email.
He's not even listening to me.
Yeah, but you can just repeat it because you're wasting good time.
Oh, no, you're wasting
my
time.
No, this is really important. If it sites down, that's really serious.
Well, it's up again.
Yeah, and I found out why. Something about optimization, whatever. It's okay now.
Okay, do that on the break. We're back.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay, now I'll say it again. Sam from Montana, the guy you're going to call this weekend. His wife was diagnosed with parathyroid. She has lots of calcium in her blood, and they found a tumor on the gland.
Right.
Now, is that serious? Should you have the surgery, or what should you do?
Yeah, you identify where there's a number of parathyroid glands, about 10.
What's the difference between thyroid and parathyroid?
Parathyroid are little tiny glands. There's multiple ones down the side, like a chain of pearls down the side of your neck. And if you have
beside the thyroid?
Yeah, they're usually a little higher, and they run down the sides of these outside the thyroid.
Oh.
And the parathyroid produces PTH, parathyroid hormone, which helps you absorb calcium.
Oh.
If your PTH is high, you're going to get hypercalcemia, which is not good.
Which is why she has such high
calcium.
Well.
And first thing you want to do is you need to do a parathyroidectomy. You got to find out where the abnormal gland is and remove it surgically. That's important.
Yes.
And
okay.
Secondly, you want to take excess magnesium because it will counteract the excess calcium.
Uh-huh.
So magnesium
glycinate.
What kind
of magnesium?
Magnesium glycinate is the one. For the periphery and for your brain is brain mag, which is a magnesium L3-inate that crosses the blood-brain barrier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bill. Are you ready to get into the emails?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, look at you. Trying to look at me. Hello.
You're a bad tease, you know.
No, you're the one that's bad.
You're
the one that's on there.
I'm attentive.
I'm trying
to find out what it happened, okay, because that's not good that it crashed, of course. But since Microsoft has been doing things, and, you know, the more and more of these computer companies, they do more and more strain of the system. For example, I'm for the end of this net neutrality stuff because what Obama put in there actually made the system start to crash because it was like not maintaining your roads. When you put net neutrality stuff in there, they don't maintain the roads for cyberspace, and they don't have the money to actually fix it, which is why our roads and our bridges are breaking down. Well, the same thing was going on with the Internet last few years because of the idiot Obama.
Lewis from Texas.
Right.
What would be a protocol for this one? Myasthenia gravis. My wife, 54 years old, has been suffering with this sickness for about 10 years. The thymus was removed, but it did not help at all. I think it made it worse. It seems like stress also triggers the awful symptoms of this sickness.
Yeah, myasthenia gravis, they have an anti body that attacks the muscle and shuts down the muscle. Wow. Myasthenia gravis.
Really?
And what you want to do is you want to start off with the basics of why you get autoimmune disease. First thing, all autoimmune disease is tied in with leaky gut syndrome. So you want to take things like GastroHeal, 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day, Living Probiotic and Living Probiotic Ultra, and things that heal the gut wall, things like that to normalize the gut wall, heal it, like Berberstat.
When you say the muscles, all the muscles of your body, what, do they get weak or something?
Yeah. Myasthenia gravis can cause all kinds of problems with your muscles.
So what would you recommend that you take for that?
Well, then you would correct the autoimmune disease and you shut it down with things like Nutrimune 26Y.
Mm-hmm.
And you deal with the things to get rid of stealth pathogens, because usually stealth pathogens, and you have to detox. Because toxins, you see, are attaching to proteins of food you eat and to pathogens in your body, and they produce autoantibodies that attack. Because there's what we call immune homology. There's proteins in the body that are identical to a pathogen or a food you eat, and those stimulate your immune cells to attack a tissue. Mm. And so we have activated T lymphocytes that cause the disease to continue. So it's not just your thymus gland, it's your immune system's out of whack. And we're seeing more and more autoimmune diseases. A lot of people don't recognize this until they're in big trouble.
Now, why did they remove her thymus?
Because the thymus gland is the seat of where you get the T lymphocytes activated.
What is the thymus?
Thymus gland is the gland that produces your T lymphocytes to help to fight cancer.
Where is it?
It's in your neck.
Well, everything's in the neck then.
A lot, okay. Yeah.
Parathyroids,
yeah,
thymus.
Yeah, thymus gland, yeah.
And so that didn't do anything by removing that then?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Let me pull up a little bit more information. So it sounds like your person wants a little bit more on myasthenia.
Well, I can go on to the next question while you're playing around on
that. No, I'm very quick. I can tell you right away in a second here. Myasthenia gravis, of course, I will just pull up an information sheet here and just give you a little information on it.
And I'm not sure.
A lot of people got muscle weakness related to, and it talks about a definition of myasthenia gravis.
Bill, I'm going to go on to the next question. And you can come back
ahead
to that, okay? Like, gosh, man, you're going to drive me up the wall here today.
No, not really.
Yeah.
I'm back down the wall, actually. How's that?
No, we're sitting there looking up stuff when I have questions. Oh, look, I've got a bunch.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. You're all set.
Roy from Colorado, are you listening?
No.
Oh, my gosh, you're so bad.
That's because you tease me.
Bill...
You get weakness
please
in your muscles of your eyes, face, and swallowing, and double vision, drooping eyelids, and trouble talking, trouble walking. And it's an autoimmune disease resulting in antibodies that block the destroy the nicotinic acetylcholine receptors in the junction between your nerve and your muscle. It's so you can see myasthenia gravis can affect all
that's
kinds of
things.
It's
almost like MS, right?
It's a neuromuscular disease where it attaches the neuromuscular junction, okay? And, they use...
But it doesn't affect your brain?
They use acetylcholinesterase inhibitors such as neostigmine and physostigmine with medications and immunosuppressive drugs like prednisone and azathioprine. But, you see, what I do is I like to do immune suppression by actually turning off the cytokines. You can measure them in the blood besides the antibodies, and you can actually show the T lymphocyte population reduce if you use things like Nutrimune 26Y or antipathogenics and repair the leaky gut. Because you usually have a small bowel overgrowth leaky gut syndrome that's driving the autoantibody levels.
So what would
the,
you recommend?
As I mentioned, you want to take Berberstatin, Living Probiotic Ultra, GastroHeal. You want to take Nutrimune 26Y or antipathogenics, and you want to detox. Because you have to assume that they have homologous immune reactions against body proteins or pathogens.
So, and it says, especially no double juxtaposition and all this other. It's not like MS, Bill.
No.
Where it affects your mind. It's just, it's basically.
Neuromuscular, yeah.
Yeah.
In MS, you can have. It affects different parts of the brain, so you can end up with higher centers of the brain where myelination of the frontal lobes can be affected, but not in myasthenia gravis.
Roy from Colorado, please suggest.
And by the way, one of the things you can do in terms of medical is plasmapheresis, which can pull off the antibodies, and you can periodically do plasmapheresis. It's a drug treatment that I recommend with immunologists. where they pull the immunoglobulins off that can actually attack your neuromuscular junction.
Roy, when we come back...
Sorry, I'm delayed. We haven't had a myasthenia gravis question before, so I figured I'd expand on it, because it's more common than you think.
This is a test. This is a test. And I'm not going to pass it.
No.
I'm not going to pass this test.
No. They're back. Everything's cool. Go ahead, Misha. You got another interesting question. And I can see you're actually, you're almost like one of those Rottweilers when you start drooling before you go and you're going to grab the bird that's been just shot by your master. And you're going to go run out really fast and grab them.
Are you trying to say I'm drooling?
You're drooling for this question. Yeah, I know it's really good.
Oh, drooling?
You're drooling.
No, not this question. Oh, okay. That's a different question. This question.
Yeah, I know. I'm just teasing you.
Oh, you're talking about the other question.
The question about the detox thing. Well,
no, this Roy is first.
Okay. You're going to do Roy.
Because I just said before I went on break, because you're not listening today, but Roy from Colorado is next.
Oh, yeah.
Please suggest the most important 3 or 4 supplements for ADD and diabetes. So, how about that, Bill? 3 supplements for ADD, top 3.
Number 1, CDP choline, mm-hmm. uridine, and ultracyamin B1.
I better say 4, because what about Cognition Plus?
Cognition Plus. Okay, and then...
top 4 for diabetes.
Diabetaline, berberostatin, leptin metabolic, and biotin plus.
Okay. Now we're into the email from Lawrence from Nova Scotia.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Dr. Bill Deagle.
Oh, you are drooling. Here's some Kleenex.
Oh, sure. My name is Lawrence, and I live in Truro, Nova Scotia. No? And I bought... Oh, my God.
You're making me cough.
Oh, why would you say I've been drooling? This is a terrible thing to happen to somebody.
I know. Just because... It's a question that should come up more often.
You mean just because it aggravates me when people
say... Well, I want you to see the picture up here. You see that one there with the tall minion and he's pointing to the lesser minions?
Yes.
And it says, I'm with stupid, and he's got 2 arrows?
Yes.
We had some pretty jokey time yesterday in the third hour with Vince Vannelli. And he's been speaking for years, and I have, to why people don't prep. And we're not just talking about prepping for survival. We're talking about prepping for taking care of your health and not just accepting the medical system or whoever tells you, whether it's your chiropractor, your doctor, your MD, your surgeon, whatever. And so we have people... that listened to other hosts and other radio and TV shows and other magazines, and they do things to themselves, and then they regret and then push the panic button, which is they contact us after they've been minionized,
okay,
I call it.
Do
you like that? You see, the minionization of the population, we call it.
Can I finish?
Okay, so that's like that name. I wanted to show you that picture earlier about the senior minion and his minion buddies.
All right.
I'm with stupid. The 2 little arrows there.
Never was a fan of the minions.
Yeah, I know. I am a fan of some
even
of
like watching
the metaphors. The metaphor about it is pretty funny, though.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, wow. Okay, let me read this.
Yes, go ahead.
This, and Bill realizes that it aggravates me because I know all the things that are wrong with this bentonite clay, and I know it's, you know, there's people that may even be listening that think that they're taking it and it's doing them good or whatever, but anyways... This gentleman, he says, I bought bentonite clay product to get heavy metal toxins out of his body, because that's what they say it does, only to find that the product had uranium in it. So now this guy is trying to do a lawsuit and everything else, and I guess this clay came from Utah and, you know, America here.
Yeah.
And anyways, he's had all these health issues and everything else from it. I guess, Bill... he's got some serious things from it. Anyways, and he had to test it, and it had uranium in it. Okay. Now, Bill, what do you have to say about that?
Well, first off, if you take something in your bowel, bentonite clay, there's 3 things that can happen to you that are not good. The first is because it can dehydrate, it can actually cause a bowel obstruction. Mm-hmm. Second is it only works on the circulation in your bowel. So it doesn't go throughout your body to detox your liver, your brain, and other tissues. It only works on whatever circulation is against the internal layer of your bowel wall. So it's only going to get a very tiny amount of detoxification, if it does at all. And then it's got to carry it out in your stool. And the third thing that happens is, of course, it can carry heavy metals like uranium. Just like a lot of other vitamins, believe it or not, and I'm not going to mention names, but a lot of them out there are garbage, as I say. And I use the term, you know, I try to use military terms here, where the military
like
talk about scars. No, let me finish. That say it's a target-rich environment. And I worked with a tank division down in Fort Carson, and I said it's a Yahoo-rich environment. In other words, people listen to various so-called pseudo-experts that are not functional medicine doctors with years of experience. No. They go and buy some product because they haven't done testing to see if they have heavy metal or chemical toxin overload. They don't detox all their tissues. They just take something in their gut thinking it's going to detox their body. And then they find out it itself is laced with uranium and probably lots of other heavy metals like transuranics.
So, the next time that you're interrupting me, I'm going to do just like you just did. Let me finish.
No, I'm not being nasty. I had to tell you that because...
No, I'm just saying, does it work? It works. See, I just talk, and now maybe it'll work with you. We'll see by
okay,
the end of the
ahead.
Show.
Okay, go ahead. We'll see.
Okay.
I had to say that because Desmond, it's in my craw, like one of those, the eagles. I'm an eagle, of course, so I'm an eagle as well. It's like in my craw that people do things based on inadequate information. He probably didn't even have testing of his tissue to see what he's toxic with.
Yeah.
Like a dual copper nuclear magnetic spectroscopy, which will tell you if he actually has heavy metal poisoning, and sure as hell, do not take bentonite clay to do the detox.
Now, Desmond is next in an email. What do you recommend to decalcify the glands of the brain and the brain in general of fluoride and other halogens? How's that?
Halogens.
And heavy metals and poisons. Okay, I'll let you answer that first.
Okay.
Another question.
Number one is Neutrodyne, which is the Tesla activated monoatomic plasma iodine. No other iodine is similar to it. So do not go elsewhere thinking you're going to get equivalent. Number two, you want to use the polyphenon and NutriDefense, which will yank the chemicals out of your body, right, once they've been detoxified. And number three, you want to protect the brain against oxidative stress, which is nitroperoxy, hydroperoxy, and singlet oxygen. So you want gamma plus, cell detox glutathione, and you want to take ultrasound B1 and brain mag, which is going to block the N-methyl D-aspartate receptor that's activated by calcium in your brain that can cause calcification. And a full vitamin K2. My vitamin K2 is extremely important to decalcify the brain and any other organs.
He goes on to say, is it possible to actually fully detox the brain and other major endocrine glands, or will there always be impairment having been raised in America on all of the poisons and that what that entails?
You can detoxify, but then you have to regenerate. And regeneration requires things like our NDME that remineralizes your activated DNA.
You have to keep it up day after day.
Right,
after
and
day.
You have to take the nutraceuticals to supply the minerals, vitamins, and cofactors.
Mm-hmm.
And then our latest nutraceutical upgrade is the Red Deer Velvet DR, which will be available in a few weeks once we get it encapsulated. We have now the labels, and we have the powder in from New Zealand. We just have to get encapsulated in our DR caps, and we're all set. So when in other words, you got to detox, and then you have to rebuild. If you don't rebuild, you're going to stay destroyed. And, for example, now in some cities and towns, it's 1 in 28 people with autism. When I went to medical school at the time, in 1975, we had rounds, which is quite a while ago. It was 1 in 4,600 got autism.
And now it's what?
1 in 28. In some places, the average across the U.S. is 1 in 68.
Oh, my.
So the entire classrooms of kids that are crawling over each other, they have brain damage caused by autism. I call it BOF, brain on fire. And by the way, you can't take a brain fire extinguisher. You have to use NutriMeds.
He also says, we think that, he said, I don't know who he is, they think that he has Lyme and other issues going on.
Yeah, thinking and going to a shaman or someone with a crystal ball doesn't help. You have to do blood tests.
Well, we have a few people that ask about Lyme disease. And what is the protocol for Lyme disease?
Triple threat. Nutridyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver. Nutramine 26Y, NutriDefense, bye-bye Lyme.
Big doses.
Big doses. And you have to go on maintenance after a few months when you kill off the bugs so it doesn't come back because it can try to come back.
TR from Ontario, Canada. Ottawa. Yeah, the capital of Canada is Ottawa. I can't seem to get access to the wellness protocol section of the NutriMedical website, and I currently do log in and buy the supplements and have used a separate password. Anyways, poor TR has tried several things, and I did email him back to let him know that when you're a customer of NutriMedical, you can email me, or you just go to contact us, but my email is the best one, NutriMedical@MichelleDeagle.com, and I will give you, when you're a customer of NutriMedical, any protocol you want. I'll actually copy and paste it right from the wellness protocols.
That may not be enough. They may need an updated one, so I usually recommend you send it to me first. I'll update the protocol.
I do that too.
Yeah, but if they want a membership, they need to sign in, and then their system will recognize them. There's no password we can give out a university anymore.
No.
They have to sign in.
Not my new website.
$9.95 a month for full access to all 350 wellness protocols, and $95 a year.
Fully cooked.
From New York. David from New York says, having a hard time accessing the website for a search of products. Oh, that's because he probably can't get into the wellness protocols or something, because he says, I would like to become more educated on the toenail fungus protocol. I am a podiatrist, so he's a medical doctor, Bill. And I would like to pass on this information to my patients. Okay, Bill, I'll give you this email here. And toenail fungus, he wants a protocol for his patients.
Well, the first thing is that you have two forms of fungi. You have the branching form and the budding form. The budding form is really easy to knock out with something like Nystat.
How do you know the difference?
Branching form, you do a biopsy of, say, the skin, let's say a diabetic.
Uh-huh.
The diabetic will record them, or the nail base, the nail base.
Yeah.
It actually grows right through it. And what the ancient Cohenic doctors found 3,000 years ago, the only way to get rid of it completely is to burn the house down. Okay, now you don't have to do that with our nutraceuticals because it'll kill it, even the branching form. So, number one, you want to use Nutriodine, which is the laser killer of
just
all fungi.
Just a minute, now the other form is what? What was the other form? Branching form?
And the budding form. Other? Budding form is easy.
Budding form. Just a regular one that doesn't go right through the nail.
Right, yeah. So what you want to do is you want to take Nutriodine, and you can take it orally, as long with Allicin-Med. We had lots of people who just took Allicin-Med. Even our old Allicin, which is not nearly as strong as this one. This one has 200 milligrams more. It's half the price of Allicin-Med. And they were noticing that their nail fungus would go away just taking that alone. But I usually recommend you topically put on Nutriodine and take it orally, 15
Actually,
drops.
Actually, I found you need to topically put on, from people that I talked to,
yeah, it depends
you
on
need
how
to
serious,
do the topical
it depends
plus
on how,
the oral.
It depends on how serious your infection is, if it's real minor. But I usually recommend both. You take oral and topical.
Yeah.
And you can at least those two, Allicin-Med and that. You can take if your immune system is deficient. And most people don't realize that most of the population in North America has mitochondrial dysfunction and immune dysfunction. And a lot of people have leaky gut syndrome, and they've got all kinds of biotoxins and autoantibodies developing against various tissues. So it doesn't necessarily declare itself as a full-blown disease like myasthenia gravis or an autoimmune thyroid. You know, we have anti-thyroglobulin antibodies. The problem is with fungi, if you don't knock it off, it can cause problems like chronic fungal infections in the sinus cavities, the lungs, the bronchi. It can occur in the toenails. And if you have a toenail fungus, it usually means you have fungus elsewhere in your body. There's hundreds of millions of substrates of fungi based on genetics.
You get toenail fungus elsewhere in the body? Where?
Well, other fungi. Where? Other fungi, not just toenail fungus.
Where?
You can get Candida glabrata, Tropicalis, other forms of Candida. You can get other fungi like aspergillosis.
Where in the body, though?
Anywhere. Sinus cavities, lungs, blood vessel walls. The body's a seething mass of infection. Anybody who thinks the body is sterile, first question I ask medical students and residents who would come to my office, because I was a preceptor for the medical college in Colorado, is I'd have these real sharp-looking young medical students who would look great if you had them in a TV series of being the young doctor.
I know, Josetta.
resident. They come in, and when I'd ask them what they learned last week, and of course I'd learned it like 20 or 30 years earlier in school, but I got a photographic memory, so I'd ask these characters. I'd ask these characters. I said, "What do you know? You know, what did they teach you last week?" And let me finish. I'd say, "Is your blood sterile?" They said, "Yeah, of course it's sterile." I said, "I'll tell you what. You and I will draw your blood. We'll sit here while the gases build up and the cork pops out of the top of your tube." They look at me all red faced and terror. And the fact is, your body is a seething mass of infection. Now, when you start taking antipathogenics like regularly, like I put in my drink Nutridyne, it kills everything, okay? So you have to understand whether it's your blood vessel walls, you've got cytomegalovirus and nanobacteria in your arteries. You don't just get a coronary artery disease, you have infected biofilm. You don't just get bronchitis, you've got chronic rhinovirus subclass 3 and other bugs and fungi growing in your basket cells in your lungs and your bronchi and your respiratory bronchioles. Nothing is sterile. So anybody who thinks, even in the brain, Cornell University found that 28% of people who have Alzheimer's can grow the viruses they got in their childhood vaccines in their brain tissue. Okay. 28%.
So if you have toenail fungus, would you put how much Nutridyne, how would you put it on the toe?
You just put a nail on the edge of the nail bed. That's where the fungus is, primarily in the edge of the toenail. Right? Right
not,
on the nail
not
bed.
Underneath the toenail.
No, you don't have to put it underneath. It will penetrate through anything. It's amazing.
It would.
You're right on top of the nail bed. And then the others, especially on the edge or on the base of the
nail. So like paint it like nail polish.
Exactly.
On the toenail. Right?
And orally take 15 to 20 drops of water 3 times a day, and Alcimed, at least a capsule.
So would it go right through the nail into the...
To the bone and everything. Now, you got to understand, if you do...
That Nutridyne will go right through
I
the
had
nail?
A friend of mine who was a triple boarded specialist, dermatologist, internal medicine, and endocrinology, mm-hmm. back in Calgary some 30 years ago. And uh-huh. he did biopsies of people that had diabetic lampadicorum in their legs, and they had these funny rashes.
Yeah.
And you could see it on electron microscopy and face contrast microscopy. It's the fungi mycelial form pushing right through to the periosteum of the bone. So they actually had infections going right into the bones of their tibia.
Well, that's why you want the Nutridyne to absorb
and
all
go right
and through everything,
you
through the nail, through
you, you don't understand it. A lot of the process we call aging is actually like aging cheese. It's actually, you know, being aged by pathogens, right? So people have to understand.
Are you trying to turn me off of my cheese?
No, I'm just trying to tell you.
That sound awful.
No, but as long as they don't generate toxic molecules like aldehydes. For example, there's
fungus that's in the cheese, in my sharp cheddar cheese?
It's a form of bacteria that ages it. It's bacteria.
It's not fungus, though.
No. But the thing is, fungus will often grow on things and grow on people, and they don't even assume that it's there. Now, your immune system will knock it out, and it does it with superoxide anion radical. 100 million degree temperature. It's hotter than the surface of the sun and even the corona, which is 100 million degrees, right?
What? What are you talking about?
The free radicals your body generates to kill everything. Antibodies never kill anything. Antibodies are like HP sauce, Houses of Parliament for Britain, mm-hmm. or A1 sauce, which is American, or ketchup. They don't do a damn thing, not even complement activation. You have to actually have cyclic oxygen, superoxide anion radical, to kill anything. It's like, you know, Star Wars laser.
Okay, and how does that fit in with the Nutridyne on the toenail?
Because when you use a plasma-activated iodine, it helps your body kill the pathogen permanently. It doesn't just mess with them. It says you're dead. It comes in like Darth Vader.
So how often would you put that on a day?
3 times a day, at least.
Okay.
3 to 4 times a day.
Okay, so I'd probably...
And bye-bye, usually a week or so. But then you want maintenance. You want to take it at least orally and put it on at least once or twice a day. Afterward, make sure it doesn't come back.
Okay, so that Dr. David Bona.
Yeah.
Okay, he'll get, hopefully... I don't know if he listens to the show. I'll give him
He should order flats. By the way, we sell 24 of the Nutridyne also.
For doctors, they get flats, yeah. 24.
24, yeah. And by the way, any other treatment, the conventional treatments like caspofungin will destroy your liver. If you take antifungals like caspofungin, bye-bye liver. And by the way, drugs like Mizoral, it castrates you. Your hormone levels, male and female, go, see you later, bye-bye hormone. So when you take these antifungals, they go screw up your liver or they may literally chemically castrate you. Isn't that crazy? And doctors don't even tell the patients that, do they?
Cheyenne Bell?
Yeah.
No, of course doctors don't tell the patient that because...
Number one, they don't know.
Their business, too.
No, they don't know because they don't know. Most doctors don't know any intermediate metabolism, toxicology, infectious disease, or genetics or epigenetics. They're basically devoid of even a fragment of knowledge.
What's this that you usually say, let me, don't interrupt me, or leave me alone, or whatever it is?
Let me speak. Yeah, go ahead. You do it to me now.
Cheyenne from Texas, Bill.
Yeah.
After a week of following your instructions with pregnenolone and silver, my skin is much better.
Right.
I still have the eye infection, and it appears the infection entered my eye at the tear duct.
So. Yeah, she's using silver. Yeah, the silver is good for the eye, especially meibomian glands along the eyelid, mm-hmm. and this in the gland, which can actually, if it gets inflamed long enough, it'll go dry. Your dry eye is very bad for the cornea. But I usually recommend people take orally Alcimed and Neutrodyne. You don't want to put it in the eye. The only thing you want to put in the eye is Nutrisilver. And can't see eye drops will stop glycation of proteins.
Well, look what Cheyenne says here. I'm meaning to mention that the new website looks great. Thank you, Cheyenne. I hear so often of people say, I wish you had the old website back. They were so used to us, right? Like, even for me, the first few months. But now I'm getting to really, really like the new website, too.
That's right.
Let's see. We have a Frederick in an email. Could you give me because we don't have much time left, Bill, a protocol for healing asthma.
Firstly, you want to do inhalation.
Sorry, Bill.
Time's up.
Go ahead.
Nutrisilver, sets of 3, hold for count of 10, 1 spray for 10 times body weight. Number 2, cell detox glutathione, 2 caps 3 times a day. Cell defense plus, 2 caps 3 times a day. And take Allison Med, 1 capsule 3 times a day, Neutrodyne, because you've got to knock out the pathogens in the lungs, okay?
He said he got the asthma from inhaling amniotic fluid. Can you get asthma from that?
No.
No.
You get asthma actually is caused by chronic rhinovirus subclass 3 and other fungi in basket cells. So, no, he's misdiagnosing. And by the way, I don't think he can remember uterine life.
God bless you. I'm going. I'm out of here.
You heard what I just said? Bill? I don't think he remembers uterine life.
He doesn't have to remember. His mother told him.
He has to be a pathologist.
Are you coming back next hour?
I am.
Well, lucky person that's on with you.
The plague has still returned.
God bless you. We'll see you next week.
We'll have some fun hour two. Harley Schlanger from Berlin is on, and then Gary Richard on the hour.
Hello, my name is Marjorie.
Improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.